Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotta Rain 333. Thank you so much for coming back to this channel to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me. And today, I do want to share something He has shown me concerning the fall of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And what the Lord has shown me is that this is another sign, warning sign to America. Now, Francis Scott Key was the author of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, and it was written during the 1812 war, during the bombardment of Fort McHenry in Baltimore against the British ships. So it has quite a history. And I want to share with you what the Lord has shown me concerning this tragic event. For like I said, it is another warning sign, and we are in a great season of signs from the Lord, especially coming with the April 8th solar eclipse and all the signs that surround it. For those who are awake, we are seeing these signs manifest with great urgency. And the Lord, He uses these signs as warnings for people to pay attention for what is happening or going to happen, and to prompt us to listen to what the Spirit has to say. Excuse me. Sometimes the warnings are so plain and obvious to see, much like this key bridge that fell. However, most do not understand, and they just go back to their daily routine without even a thought to the consequences that it might represent. We must remember one thing, that the Lord God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ, they are so long-suffering, they are so patient, and they give us signpost warnings, hoping that it will stir and wake people out of their sleeping stupor. We have been given these signs for many, many years now concerning what's happening right now in America. And if there is no repentance or revival, these things will continue to happen. However, the Lord does not wish for anyone to perish in their sins, but He wants all to receive the free gift of salvation. And the Lord pointed me to Acts 2:38 that says this, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So this is the free gift of salvation that God holds out for anyone who will receive this free gift. Now getting back to what the Lord showed me concerning this bridge, as we watched the clip of the bridge completely crumbling like matchsticks, it is easy to see that this could point to a collapse of America as we once knew it. The Francis Scott Key Bridge bears the name of the creator of our national anthem, which the nation has rallied around and sung for hundreds of years as a tribute to our freedoms here. As we are now seeing this backbone of America's freedoms being taken away, including the laws of the land being trampled upon, it is easy to see that this song, which represents the freedoms that the flag of America represents, is under attack. For me personally, brothers and sisters, I want to share something very strange that happened to me. The bridge collapsing is significant for me personally, and I'll tell you why. I grew up in North Baltimore. It is my home from when I was young. And many, many times I have gone over this bridge, as well as visited many times Fort McHenry, the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner anthem. One of those times that I was driving over the Key Bridge, I had something very bizarre happen that I want to share, and I will never forget it. I was on my way home in the evening, and it was slightly raining. And as I was approaching the bridge, it was hit by lightning. And the whole bridge lit up for a brief moment. like a Christmas tree. It was very freaky, and it was very scary, actually. And I could not turn around. I couldn't stop. There was nowhere to pull over or turn around. I had to go over the bridge after it was hit. Now, looking back, I realized that this possibly was a sign to me about what was coming to America, to the future of America. I also want to share something else that the Lord has shown me that's very important, that the Lord gave me or reminded me last night. He reminded me that back in 2019, 1 month before the pandemic hit, I had a highly prophetic dream about America. And I did a video and a blog on it. It's called America's Destruction Bursts Through. And in this dream, and I'll have the link for this down below, as well as in my blog with a transcript. In this dream, I was coming down a large mountain on a highway that I knew was named, the highway was named 111, 111. And you've got to remember that 11 stands for judgment. This is a number that the Lord shows me over and over again, especially during highly prophetic times, which we're in right now. So right now, I have been seeing 11:11 almost daily, almost daily. But anyway, in this dream, this highway was, the name of the highway was 111. And in front of me, there was a huge American flag standing upright like a huge banner. It was like 30 feet high, 30 feet long, or even bigger. I don't know. It just covered the whole highway, and it blocked the entire road, both coming and going in both directions. And I had to, again, had no choice but to drive right through the flag. And I broke the flag as I went through. I saw myself dividing it in half as it went through the flag, just in the same way as we saw that the barge broke through the key bridge in two before it crumbled. So it was kind of a very similar event in my dream that the Lord showed me, and it had to do with a flag, just like the Francis Scott Key represents the flag of America. So I believe that this dream represents America being torn in half. And just like what happened with the bridge when it collapsed. You know, a house divided cannot stand. This is a biblical principle. I'll say it again. A house divided cannot stand. You can see that principle in Luke 11:17 when it says, "No, but he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls." So we see this is what's happening in America right now. And as a watchman on the wall, I am compelled to bring you these signs that the Lord has shown me, because they are warnings for the nation to repent. Since judgment starts with the household of God, so should repentance. If the church, it is the church, brothers and sisters, if the church repents and gets right with the Lord, then we will be ready to bring in this final harvest that is going to be coming.